He was like an absent-minded professor. He oftentimes, I've seen him ride on the train and fiddling with the ticket, and he'd tear it all up, you know, and the conductor come along and ask for the ticket, and he said, "Ticket, ticket, what ticket?" And then look on the floor, and he torn it up. Mr. Carter, one of my assistants, was the first one to come out here on Long Island in 1919, and he bought a tent, which became the first RCA laboratory, incidentally, and he put that on his expense account. And the treasurer of the General Electric Company came to Dr. Alexanderson and says, "Do you know that you have a man out on Long Island that's living in a tent and he's charging hotel expenses in West Hampton?" And Alexander says, "No, sir, I didn't know anything about that." I say, what, I don't understand it. And then I finally said, "Oh, I know. I told him to buy a tent just for the laboratory." And I had a similar experience October the 1st, I had a pink slip from the General Electric Company saying that my services were no longer required. And so I dashed over to Dr. Alexanderson and asked him, said, "What did I do to get fired?" He said, "You got fired?" I said, "Yes, here's the pink slip right here." He says, "Gosh, I don't know what it's all about." He said, "Oh, I know. He says, "I had you transferred to the RCA, didn't I tell you?"